You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. You can wake up to American Journal alerts by texting Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-470-0438. That's Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-470-0438. Do that, and you can wake up to American Journal alerts each and every morning that we go live here on Infowars.com and band.video. Let's go out to the phone calls. Michael in California has a warning to the GOP in California about Kevin Faulkner. I'm not familiar with him, or at least it's not striking my memory. What do you got for us, Michael in California? Michael? Michael in California is too slow. Let's go to Jim in New Jersey. Jim in New Jersey, are you there? You're talking about the right wing not supporting candidates that they should be supporting. What do you got for us on this, Jim?
Well, you know, I'm just thinking that, you know, the Republican Party talks all day long about cancel culture, but there's a cancel culture within the Republican Party. So they're blind to the fact of that. You know, instead of supporting Marjorie Taylor Greene, because, I mean, if you're an America First Republican, you know what she's speaking is truth. Support her. That way she's not, you know, standing out there alone, receiving all the attacks. And that once more people start speaking out like Marjorie Taylor Greene, it becomes more normalized rather than being thought of as a conspiracy theorist. The other thing, too, is that, you know, Trump didn't support a lot. I'm in New Jersey, and we had an America First candidate for governor, which lost because it was rigged by the Republicans. They threw in a designated loser so that the Rhino Republican would win the nomination and then lose to Phil Murphy again in November. But Trump never supported, you know, the America First candidate. So it's, you know, he talks a good deal. And I voted for Trump. I like Trump. But, you know, certainly, you know, that could have made all the difference of, you know, Trump coming up and supporting this candidate. Because, you know, New Jersey is a great place to live, but it's, you know, we're being completely oppressed by these Democrats, you know,
right.
And you know, and so those are things. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is that since you guys were on the vaccine, there's a lot of stuff like I think we should move away, even though because we all know it came from the Wuhan lab. I think we should move away from that because all this is doing is it's putting us 18 months behind the curve. We should be focusing on why Dr. Fauci blocked the use of hydroxychloroquine and everything else and bringing out the truth. The reason why he did that is to get warp speed, because there could have never been a warp speed if there was other remedies for COVID-19. That is the big deal. And also the pharmaceutical companies, if you check out their they were in the red before warp speed. They were failing big time. Warp speed was a bailout for big pharma, and that should be talked about, and Trump should be asked about it, because Trump took $1 million from Pfizer for his inauguration committee. And well, I'm not trying to say that it was a payout, but he should be asked about it.
Oh yeah,
it was a bailout. There's a you probably heard of Dr. Shiva.
Oh, yeah.
Up in Massachusetts. He ran for Senate against Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, we were there.
And, you know, he's a great guy to get on, because this guy basically is just saying is that he has graphs. He has all the stuff on the big pharma bailout, that this was nothing but a bailout.
Yeah, no, it absolutely was. You're exactly right. And heck, I agree with everything that you've said, Jim. You're exactly right. The right has done an awful job at condescending or capitulating to the Democrat cancel culture, and they're doing it themselves. And yeah, pharma got bailed out by Trump. That's true.
Scientists agree. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following. Helps convert food into energy. Helps with muscle contraction function. Helps regulate the nervous system. Helps with protein building in the muscles, and so much more. And now it's available in this concentrated form of ionized fizzy magnesium. It tastes great. I take it in the morning. I take it in the evening. It is so essential in my life, and I hope all of you will check it out and try it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is the best formula from our research you're going to find out there. So if you've already enjoyed other magnesium formulas, give this one a try. I think you're going to love it. At the same time, it funds the InfoWar, which is a true 360 win. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for only $19.95.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal, Infowars.com. Oh, man. Education. Education these days is not what it used to be. I'll tell you what. I'm just trying to make sense of this article from NBC News that came out yesterday. Critical race theory invades school boards with help from conservative groups. Now, if you didn't know any better, you would think that the conservative groups were the ones advocating for critical race theory. So what are they saying here? Jeff Porter, superintendent of a wealthy suburban school district in Maine, had no idea that his community was about to become a part of a national battle when in the summer of 2020, a father began accusing the district of trying to indoctrinate his children by teaching critical race theory. To Porter, the issue was straightforward. The district had denounced white supremacy in the wake of George Floyd. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, wow. Oh, so brave. We're so glad that you did that. My God, we were afraid you were white supremacists, but you've denounced it. Whew, that was a close one. But did not teach critical race theory, the academic study of racism's pervasive impact. Oh, is that what critical race theory is? It's the academic study of the racism's pervasive impact? I didn't realize that. The parent, Sean McBrearty, grew increasingly disgruntled and soon connected with No Left Turn in Education, a rapidly growing national group that supports parents as they fight against lessons on systemic racism. That action turned a heated conflict with the school board into one that soon drew national attention, mobilized by a new, increasingly coordinated movement with the backing of major conservative organizations and media outlets. See, this is the insidious nature of the entire cabal that we're up against. I'm seeing red right now. It's so unbelievably dishonest. And we keep talking about this, how it's like Republicans are just – I hate to make it a left and right issue. And I know it's like constantly like, well, this isn't Republican-Democrat because, yeah, the Republicans are trash too. They're worthless as well, especially the politicians, absolutely worthless. But in cases like this, one side is so despicable, and it's this mainstream media Democrat cabal that we're dealing with. That is funded by billions and billions and billions of dollars from everybody, from George Soros, literal Nazi, unapologetic Nazi collaborator George Soros, by the way, as well as the biggest corporations in the entire world, Nike, Apple, Microsoft, all giving hundreds of millions of dollars, just this massive funding push towards indoctrinating your children with this racist bullcrap. And then parents actually stand up against it, and how is it portrayed by the dishonest scumbags in the media? As a coordinated effort by the Republicans to prevent people from being taught about the dangers of racism. It's so absurdly dishonest. It is the inversion of reality. It is a rape of the truth. These people should be cared for, loved, treated very nicely. It's just amazing, isn't it? It's a movement that's amped up grassroots parental organizing around the country, bringing the lens and stakes of national politics along with a playbook of seasoned GOP activists to school boards. Seasoned GOP activists to school boards. See, they're portraying it as if the GOP is somehow dishonestly or, you know, doing something that they aren't telling you what their real intentions are. No, they're activists or infiltrating school boards in order to cause trouble, you know, to put across these white supremacist agendas. It's literally the opposite. It's literally they have been caught now by the parents who for years didn't know. They didn't realize that millions of dollars had been poured into the indoctrination of their children. They thought they could trust the school boards. They thought that these people that they had elected were simply there to make sure that children had the best education. They had no idea that they were being sent to organizations and sent to, you know, training meetings where they were taught how to bring about critical race theory, how to implement this negative, hateful, despicable ideology into their lessons without letting parents know, without being caught by the parents, without having any sort of backlash. Now the backlash is coming, and so they're portraying the backlash as if that's the insidious thing, as if that is the dishonest thing. It is so blatantly, despicably dishonest. I can't even express how infuriated I am at this bullcrap. It's just absurd. And here's some evidence of exactly what I'm talking about. First of all, a North Korea defector has said that even North Korea was not this nuts after defending an Ivy League school. So as if this you know, brainwashing wasn't apparent enough. You have people from the People's Republic of North Korea, brutal dictatorship, being like, wow, this is crazy what's going on here. But here's an email published by Jorge Ventura Media, sent by parents, email from Tustin Unified School District Superintendent approving the white savior assignment, the board member Allison Demikolas recommending soften the language so parents wouldn't know that the curriculum ethnic studies was actually critical race theory. Yes, that's right. Coordinating, conspiring behind the scenes in order to deceive the parents, in order to prevent backlash from what they're actually teaching them. So here's what it says. Heads up is the name of the email. It says, hey, I have a few very energetic parents right now around the topic of ethnic studies, equity, grading for equity, transgender issues, surveying kids about their gender, receiving full disclosure on all the things their child will see or the child's teacher is exposed to by way of professional development. Translation here, I have parents that are pissed that I'm indoctrinating their children and that I'm concealing the reality of what I'm teaching about, teaching their children. This is literally them complaining that parents are mad that they know what's being taught to their children. And they're like, how do we keep teaching their children this disgusting stuff that their parents hate without the parents getting involved and knowing about it? She continues to say, I've been very accommodating up to this point, but I'm about to draw some boundaries that I'm sure will make them very upset. Yeah, boundaries like I'm allowed to teach your children whatever I want and you're not allowed to know about it. I can fill you in more later, but I wanted you to know there's some stuff a-brewing. So Demiklos, the trustee of this unified school district, said, I had a comment on ethnic studies presentation. The second bullet saying it is not aligned with CRT is slightly inaccurate in my opinion. I think it would be more accurate to say it's not the same as CRT or something like that. The idea is we recognize that systems are not always fair because of race, and we value diversity as a component of CRT. It's complicated and nuanced, I admit, but that bullet in particular will be scrutinized by that opposing parent group. Just a suggestion, but figured I would mention it. In other words, they have a bullet point in their presentation. See, they're making a presentation to the parents, trying to convince the parents that what they're teaching them is not critical race theory. No, it's just ethnic studies, convincing them that it's a good thing. The problem is the presentation is a lie. And so here they're saying, yeah, that's too blatant of a lie. Let's make it a slightly softened version of the lie so the parents can continue to be fooled about what we're teaching their children. It's absurd how this is going on, and yet it is. And so parents standing up against the teachers and school district telling their parents, telling their children that essentially they're evil, their ancestors are evil. We had that person last week talking about how one of the mixed race children in their class actually tried to commit suicide when they were taught about critical race theory, and they were told to shut up, told to go away. And now it's being presented as a conservative funded backlash to critical race theory, as if the conservatives who are actually uncovering this devious, nefarious, hidden, insidious poison that's being taught to children, they're the bad ones. They're the bad ones, the ones pointing this out. It's absolutely infuriating in all of this. And they go on to, talk about this whole thing in this article about critical race theory invades school boards with help from conservative groups. Major conservative groups like the Heritage Foundation and ALEC, which have small-time lawyers and activists looking to make a name for themselves, have hopped aboard. See, nothing can be presented as if conservatives, people that actually love America, people that actually aren't racist, don't want their children taught that they are racist, it always has to be portrayed as if they are being dishonest. They are being deceitful. They actually have a different agenda that they're pursuing, and the critical race theory, standing up against racism being taught in the school, that's just a cover for what they really want, which in this case is to make a name for themselves. So they don't actually care about CRT. They're just trying to make a name for themselves. These utterly dishonest scumbags have to project their dishonesty and their deceit onto the honest good people trying to stop them in order to confuse the rest of America who actually want to stand up to the deceitful. They want to stand up to people who claim to take on a cause when in reality what they're pursuing is something utterly different. These people are beyond repair.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's
InfoWars. It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This is such a good article from InfoWars.com. It goes directly into what I was just talking about, critical race theory. Like, it's amazing. So, just clarify what I just covered for you. We have the superintendent and teachers conspiring together, emails released that show them attempting to soften the language of how they talk about ethnic studies in order to conceal the fact that it is, in fact, critical race theory, anti-white racism being promoted in their school. So they're secretly trying to implement this. Then when the parents find out about it and get mad, now, this was the obvious reaction, right? You don't conceal something from people that would make them happy, right? You don't have to hide your intentions if your intentions are good. That's not what you do. You are out and open about it. But no, they're behind the scenes conspiring to conceal their intentions. The parents find out about it. They get mad. And now the parents' anger is being represented as some sort of dishonest power grab by the Republicans and a push for white supremacy. It's beyond absurd. Okay, these people got caught. Now regular parents, everyday Americans are standing up against it. And they're being smeared as conspiracy theorists. Terry, I don't know how to pronounce this. Terry McAuliffe says, anti-white critical race theory is a right-wing conspiracy. Democratic nominee for Virginia Mayor Terry McAuliffe declared in a recent interview that anti-white critical race theory is a right-wing conspiracy that is totally made up by Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump made up critical race theory. It doesn't exist. That's what these people expect you to believe. It is beyond absurd. That's another right-wing conspiracy, McAuliffe told the questioner in audio obtained by Fox News released Monday. This is totally made up by Donald Trump and Glenn Youngkin. This is who they are. It's a conspiracy theory. Yeah, when you see your child's homework is dividing people by race, that's a conspiracy theory that Trump made up. You're supposed to argue, you're supposed to convince these people, we're supposed to argue with these people. We're supposed to treat these people like they're human beings with thinking brains. They're either moronic beyond explanation, which they aren't, or they're soulless liars, deceivers, which they are. Because they're not dumb. These people aren't dumb. Terry McAuliffe's not dumb. He is perfectly aware critical race theory is not a conspiracy theory. It's not something that was made up. But he does know that his constituents are stupid enough to believe that. It's like nothing makes me more angry than this deceit, than these lies. Like, at least when like the real anti-white people are just like open and blatant about it, it's like, okay, you're a bad person and we see that you're a bad person and we can all acknowledge this. But when it's this like, when they're trying to convince you that what you see isn't even real, it's just so underhanded and despicable. I can't stand it. The fact, and this is why I love this InfoWars article, not sure who it's by, but it's very good. The fact that anti-white critical race theory is being taught in schools all across the country is all the proof you need that so-called white supremacy is in fact a conspiracy theory that's totally made up. Same goes for the conspiracy theory of white privilege. Critical race theory preachers are raking in millions of dollars by teaching that all white people are inherently racist and evil oppressors. As I reported over the weekend, anti-white critical race theory brainwashing school children has been generating tremendous pushback. So that's the amazing thing, right, is that critical race theory itself is a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy. It's telling you things that just aren't true, that don't exist. White supremacy doesn't exist in America. It really doesn't. But they're telling you that's the most dangerous thing in the world. And then when you point out that's not true, they tell you that them saying that is a conspiracy. I mean, it's just lie upon lie upon lie. It is a layer cake of lies. Meanwhile, in the education realm, SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, has taken up no new cases on Monday, but it did invite the federal government to submit a brief on the pending petition that asked the justices to take up challenge to Harvard's affirmative action policy. And there's some remarkable statistics from the plaintiff's petition. Harvard's preference for underrepresented minorities. Harvard admission data revealed an astonishing racial disparities in admission rates among similarly qualified applicants. SFFA's expert testified that applicants with the same academic index, which is a metric created by Harvard based on test scores and GPA, had widely different admission rates by race. And here they have the table that you can see, and they have academic decile, meaning the top, 10 is I'm not sure if that's the top 10%. I imagine it is. So it's basically divided the entire student population into percentage they're in their school. So whites in the top 10% had about a 15.3% chance of being accepted. Asian Americans had a 12.7% chance of being accepted at that top 10th position. African Americans, 56.1% chance of being accepted. Hispanics, 31.3%, which is double the average of all applicants. Now, what they point out here is that an Asian American in the fourth lowest decile, so very, very low on the pecking order here, had virtually no chance of being admitted to Harvard. In other words, 0.9% chance of getting into Harvard. But an African American in that same decile, that fourth decile, has a higher chance of admission at 12.8% than an Asian in the top decile at 12.7%. So in other words, an Asian person at the top of their class with the best possible grades has a lower chance of getting in to Harvard than a black person who is in the lowest, is in the lower 40% of his grade. It's completely disparate, completely arbitrary in many ways, because skin color doesn't affect how successful you'll be at Harvard. But again, this is the beginning of a negative feedback loop that causes the death of institutions. This is why we see things like continually they're getting rid of, academically advanced placement courses or, AP courses, gifted and talented courses. They have to get rid of them because they're racist, apparently, because black people aren't scoring as high as Asian people. Like, it makes no sense. And it's not good for any of these people, right? If someone were to go to you, if I were to go to you and I said, look, there was a fluke, there was a mistake, I in no way have the grades to get into Harvard. Like, I shouldn't be getting into Harvard. I don't have the grades. I will not be successful there. But there was an accident. There was a mix-up at Harvard, and they accepted me for some reason. So I can either go to Harvard, even though I don't qualify, or I can go to a state school that'll actually thrive at, actually do really well at. What advice would you give me? Like, what advice would you give to your little cousin or your little brother if they said, hey, I got into Harvard, but, I got nothing but C's all through high school, but now they're saying I should go to Harvard? I'd say, don't go to Harvard then, because you don't belong there. You're going to fail at Harvard. So go to a school that you qualify for, get a good degree, succeed, do well in your classes, have a great social life because you're not pulling your hair out, trying to study and make up for the fact that you're not as smart as the rest of the kids in your class. Have a great life and succeed. Now, instead, what the critical race theory progressives will tell you is go to Harvard, even though you don't qualify. And then when it turns out that all these black people that really shouldn't qualify for Harvard but are sent there anyway because of their skin color, when they aren't doing as well as their classmates because the classmates were accepted based on grades and the black kids were accepted based on race, then they're going to say it's curriculum is racist because black kids aren't doing as well. It's a negative feedback loop that destroys institutions.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, Biotree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. Let's go out to your phone calls right now. Let's go to Justin in Baltimore. That was a comment about the Nuremberg Code. Thanks for calling in, Justin. You are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Harrison?
How are you?
Congratulations on the baby, brother.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's circle back, Justin, by the way, when we were talking about Saki.
Saki,
whatever her name is. But yeah, man, we got to keep up this fight. Anything and everything about them on YouTube, we got to strike them down. Of course, thumbs down. Hit them with the Fauci, Gates need the Nuremberg trials or Nuremberg trials for Fauci and Gates. We just got to keep doing that. I feel like when we did that with the ERCOT, it really made waves. But we just got to keep it going. I want to know, have you ever heard the song Banned in USA by Two Life Crew?
I don't know if I have.
You got to check that out. That's like perfect for you guys. You got to put that hook on there. I'm trying to tell you if you can with copyright. But a quick plug on Winter Sun, feeling great because I used to wrestle. I played football, did concrete construction. So, you know, I got aches and pains and all that. That works so good.
Oh, yeah?
And I got that vitamin mineral fusion for my mom. She lost 5 pounds in a week. Now she's begging me for more. I'm like, Mom, I'm waiting for the order coming still.
That's awesome. Well, vitamin mineral fusion is very good. We also have the new whole food multivitamin, which has a lot of those same essential vitamins and nutrients. So thanks so much for the plug. I'm so glad that our products have been able to give you some relief, man.
Hey, real quick, what should we do if the people that, you know, that haven't had the adverse reactions yet? I mean, right now I'm just giving them information and kind of like, you know, talking to them. Because, you know, it's all the skeptical, they're all skeptical, they have the disbelief. So I'm talking to them like they're like children a little bit. And from what everybody's saying, we're going to have to treat them like children in a couple of years. What do you think we should do?
Well, I think we should say, I told you so. I mean, what else are we supposed to say? We're telling them about this stuff. They're getting the shots anyway. When it comes out that they're negative consequences, they're going to act very shocked and we're going to be able just to sort of roll our eyes and go, all right, now do you want to know what the truth is? Now do you want to know why we knew this was going to happen, how we knew this was going to happen, and who was involved in tricking you into this? And hopefully, you know, make them understand. And this is the craziest thing is that these people, like, you know, there's a problem with too many people in America thinking that they're victims. Like, they just assume anything bad in their lives means they're a victim of somebody. Right. And then when they're actually victims, they, like, refuse to acknowledge it. I mean,
yeah, that's the sad thing. It's like my best friend. It's crazy because I thought I woke him up. Because, I mean, what's crazy is the five closest people to me, I woke up one, and that's my girlfriend. We live together. That's the crazy thing. My best friend, he's looking at me when I was telling him about CDC admitting that it's been more deaths in 5 months than it has in the past 20 years. His eyes just got so big. He looks so paranoid.
Right.
I feel so bad for him. I hope he don't get the second shot, but I feel like he's going to.
Yeah, I've thought for a while, maybe I should just do it. I just want to, like, bring on one of, like, my normie friends, like, or do a podcast or something where it's just me and somebody who doesn't watch the news, and they're just asking me about stuff because, you know, I've convinced quite a few people, but it's not something you can do in, like, a five-minute talk. And it, you know, in a lot of ways, it's not even something that – it's like you can provide the evidence, but they won't get it unless you really, like, tell the story for them. Like, people naturally understand stories, tales, right? When you weave a tale. If I were just to tell you that, you know, I think of a good example of something that I've, you know, awoken somebody about. I mean, maybe just the vaccine stuff. I mean, that's might as well be a good example. Like, you can show them, like, look, here's evidence of the bad things that it's caused. Here's the massive amounts of death that have occurred over the last little while. And people will see that and go, wow, okay, I got to go get my vaccine now. Like, they won't care. It doesn't, like, get into them. But then when you lay it out as, like, a tale, like a story, and you can answer their questions. And that's the thing is that, you know, I try sometimes, you know, a lot of times I'm just talking and I know the InfoWars audience generally knows what I'm talking about. So I can make references without having to explain what those references are or whatever, which is useful because, you know, it takes a lot of time to try to explain every little thing, and that's a waste of time when you're talking to people that already know it. But, you know, I try to talk in a way that anybody could just watch and pick up on. But then when you actually are just talking in person to somebody that is not really aware of what's going on and you hear their questions, you go, oh, yeah, you don't know this yet. Let me lay this groundwork here. Let me tell you how this started. Let me tell you where this began. Let me tell you where this was revealed. Let me tell you why we know this was the case. And then they can ask questions and you can fill in the blank spots, and at the end, I mean, I've had many, many conversations with friends or family members where we have to sit there for 2 hours, or it'll be a drive, you know, we'll be going out to a ranch, and we'll have an hour and a half in the car, and I'm just talking the entire time. Then by the time we get there, the person next to me is like, okay, I get it now. They're like, I'm in, I'm on your side now, like, this is it, we got to go. And it's like, okay, thank God you were listening, and actually, you know, convinced by this. I've had the same thing, like, with my uncle, explaining how COVID-19 was created, Event 201, like everything. But again, it took like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and he's pretty well informed anyway. But you know, at the end, he's like, okay, I think I get it now. He's like, when you explain that this was all a plan from a long time ago, when, you know, how everything before has led up to this, then I understand it. And it's almost like I need that other person there that I can explain these things to, in order to get that back and forth and understand where the average American is at, so I can, you know, help build the road to the goal rather than just being at the goal and being like, why aren't you here with us already? So maybe we'll do something. We'll have like a normie call-in show. We actually played with it a little bit here, but it turns out it's probably illegal. But we had a fun idea where instead of doing a call-in show, we would do the American Journal call-out show, and we would just call random numbers and start like talking to people who pick up the phone. But it turns out you can't really do that very easily. But I think that'd be a fun idea because, you know, we get people calling in. If you're calling into this show, you're at least somewhat informed. But I think it's really valuable to try to talk to people that have no idea what's going on. And so, you know, I guess that's why like man on the street interviews are valuable, and we could do that. Or we could just bring in like one of my friends from high school that I play video games with, and just bring him in and be like, all right, for the next 3 hours, you're just going to ask me questions about what the hell's going on in the world, and I'll try to answer them for you. And it's very fun. It's also fun to find out what the normies know, because some gets through, you know, a little pieces get through to the normies, to the people that aren't, you know, don't go out of their way to find this information. Little pieces will get out to them. And, it's very interesting what does and doesn't, what is and is not revealed to the wider world. I want to play this quick clip here before we go to break. We're going to come back with, phone calls. We will finish out with, Simon in Florida, Patrick in Boston. And if we can get to him, Seth in Pennsylvania, we'll do those next segment. But I want to play this clip because it's all we have right now of what is to come because Project Veritas has not released the full report yet. But I thought this was very amazing and very admirable and very courageous. This is a Fox 26 Houston TV reporter named Ivory Hecker. And she is actually on air live when she informs her network that she is a Project Veritas whistleblower, and you can almost feel the nervous energy right before she does this. This is an incredibly brave act by this woman, and to do it live on TV, I cannot imagine the butterflies in her stomach before doing this live on air. But you can see she is a consummate professional and handles it very well. Here's clip number 7. Fox 26 Houston TV reporter Ivory Hecker informing her network live on air that she is a Project Veritas whistleblower.
Outages across the region. Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker is live in Montgomery County to take a look at that aspect.
Thanks, guys. That's right. Before we get to that story, I want to let you, the viewers, know that Fox Corp has been muzzling me to keep certain information from you, the viewers. And from what I'm gathering, I am not the only reporter being subjected to this. I am going to be releasing some recordings about what goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas. It's going to help put that out tomorrow, so tune into them. But as for this heat wave across Texas, you can see what it's doing to AC.
She just moves on.
This one.
Moves on to her regular job like nothing happened. Like she didn't just drop a bombshell.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. Thebiopros.com.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey, folks, Ivory Hecker, that reporter from Fox 26 who revealed that she's a Project Veritas whistleblower, has been suspended effective immediately following her on-air announcement that Fox 4 is muzzling her reporting. Very interesting development. I'm very excited to hear what it is that she was muzzled about by the Fox News Corporation. That will be very interesting to uncover. I'm sure Project Veritas will be coming out with something very shortly. Let's go now to the phone calls. Patrick in Boston. Patty Don't Surf called in about immigration. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. You're on the air.
My man, look, I gotta break it down for you. The reason we have a massive immigration problem on the southern border is because we will not stop loving cocaine, okay? There is no reason why why cartels would exist except that Americans want to consume cocaine. That's why it is. And I can tell you, as somebody who has been to a ton of Trump rallies, free speech rallies or whatever, these people ski like they belong in Aspen, okay? This is the way it works, right? If we didn't want the coke so much, we wouldn't have the immigration problem. And I know it, you know it, the American people know it, but we seem to not want to admit this stuff. What say you?
Well, that's interesting. I've definitely said for a long time that I think legalizing marijuana and cocaine and legalizing drugs here in America would definitely cut off the supply to the drug cartels, their money supply. Sure. If we wouldn't have to get it from them. I think that's a very valid argument against, or in favor of legalization here in America, because We are inevitably sending billions of dollars to the cartels to fund their operations. But the idea that that is what's causing the immigration crisis is totally nonsensical. It's not like demand for cocaine has risen recently. It's always been pretty much the same as far as I know. And yet the number of people arrested in May of this year was something like 8 times the number of people arrested in May of last year. So unless the cocaine, hunger has increased 8 times, I think it has a hell of a lot more to do with what the president of Guatemala said it had to do with. The Biden administration, the statements by Biden and Kamala Harris, that's what the president of Guatemala told them. They're like, well, you invited people, so of course people are going to come. So it's kind of ridiculous to say the immigration problem is caused by Americans with drug problems. It's caused by Democratic policies, a lack of security on the border, and the lack of action against Mexican cartels, partly because of the drug trade, but certainly not the singular cause of it, not by a long shot.
It's not the singular cause of it, but I would say, look, the fact of the matter is the pandemic caused a whole, massive shift in economic policy with the U.S. and economic situation down in South America, but it didn't satiate our need for cocaine. That's what it is. It's coke and pot. This is what it is. And when people say,
fentanyl.
Oh, well, there's cocaine and marijuana pouring over our borders as if we don't want it. We want it, man. It's like saying that beer is flowing into my house. I bought it because I want it. You know what I mean? Like, this is ridiculous. It's gotten so stupid that I can't even leave the house and have a conversation with a human being without wanting to gouge my own eyes out because this is so dumb.
Well, have you tried cocaine?
Not recently. No.
Okay. Well, maybe it'll make you feel a little bit better. But no, you're right. It is the illegal drug industry and the profits that are caused by that are huge in supporting the cartels. But I think that pales in comparison to the amount of – I mean, they've industrialized immigration. Like, they have, like, plastic wristbands that they tag people with in order to put them in the right group, in order to get them across the border. And now there's people in Texas –
you're talking about people who are asking for asylum. Right.
Well, sure. They're being told by NGOs, here's the words you need to say in order to justify your asylum case, that they don't actually qualify for asylum.
They don't have to get asylum. They can be denied asylum and sent home, in which most of them are. If you look at the statistics, most of them are sent back.
Well, most of the people crossing over the border right now are being put on planes to places like Boise, Idaho, and then being released without a court date. So I don't think that's entirely true. And I think, we had the stay in Mexico policy where you could apply for asylum from Mexico, which seemed to be working well during the Trump administration. So, no, the increase in immigration is a direct consequence of the policies of the Democrats. And now Texas and small towns in Texas are having to take up the cause of actually preventing the invasion of America, and cartels are actually making their way into America. So, who knows? Maybe this time next year we'll be seeing decapitated bodies hanging from overpasses above American highways, just like they have in Mexico, which now has cartels completely out of control, running huge segments of that entire country and operating massive intelligence agencies, groups with armored trucks, armored vehicles, cell phone jammers, and all sorts of other horrific material in order to carry out their terroristic activities that we do nothing to combat and are, in fact, funding by our governmental policies. It's ridiculous, outrageous. That's why I'm very excited to be welcoming Joe Kent on Friday. He's running for Congress, I believe, in Washington. And he says what I've been saying forever, bring the troops home from the Middle East, put them on the southern border. We could literally, you want to go to war with a terrorist group, go to war with the cartels. We could free Mexico from their, violent grasp and actually, benefit our southern neighbors rather than funding and encouraging their oppressors. So there's a whole lot of problems. It does have to do with Americans' hunger for illegal drugs and the fact that we have set up this pipeline to allow cartels to benefit from that and to profit from that. Thanks, as always, for the call, Patrick. Let's go now to Simon in Florida, who's probably going to close out the show for us. Digital twin consortiums is the end game. Whatever could that mean, Simon?
Harrison, I'm so pleased to have the chance to speak to you, but I have been on hold for cumulative 3.5 hours over the last 2 days, and I've tried emailing you for 2 weeks. So it's impossible to do this justice in the remaining 2 minutes of your show. So I would just ask, please, do you have one of your researchers read back out to me by email? But very, very briefly, and Alex has touched upon this with discussion about the digital wallet. And I mentioned when I called in several weeks ago and spoke with you and Rex Jones and gave you all the detailed information about the MyPass scheme that they ran, that Alex found out about in 2019 when they were giving the digital identities to the homeless in the city of Austin.
Yep.
Well, the end goal, and this has been openly discussed by Policy Horizons Canada, they had a conference about this on the 2nd of June. There was a personal representative sent to the conference from the Vice President of the European Commission, and also a personal representative sent from the United Nations Secretary General. So this is big cheese type stuff, okay? And the goal here is to create digital wallets and put that into a digital identity, create what they call a digital ecosystem, and then populate it with digital twins.
Right.
Now, if people look up the institute that exists, which is called the Digital Twin Consortium, they will see that one of the founder members of that was Microsoft, which obviously is Gates. One of the other founder members of that was a company called Autodesk. If they put in Autodesk and Digital Twin into a good search engine that isn't censored, they will find out what the definition of that is and how digital twins are created. Now, they need to then understand that politicians are starting to talk about human digital twins.
Right, right. Well, and this is the ultimate goal, is to create a virtual world. And actually, I talked about this yesterday with Jason Burmes on his show.
You don't understand. You don't understand the end goal. Please let me just get to the punchline. Okay. So they're now talking about a digital twin in and of itself being a valuable asset, which means that the digital commissioner for the European Commission said that the new digital identity will give every European citizen the keys to their digital identity. Now, you've been talking about hedge funds buying up all the property so that people are forced to rent, right?
Right.
When you're in a rental house, you have a set of keys. Who else has a set of keys? The landlord, the owner of the building, has a set of keys as well.
Right, right. This is exactly what I was getting at. You're going to have a virtual identity, and that's actually the next step that's been talked about in some of the white papers as being the next inevitable step after the can't remember what they call the stage that we're in now, but the next is virtual, where you will be replaced essentially by a digital clone. Thanks so much for the call, Simon. I'm sorry that you've had to hold for so long. One of the things that I do is I try to go to new callers first. So if I recognize your name, I may keep you on hold for a little bit longer. That's just to get a chance for newer callers to have their say, folks. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. InfoWarsStore.com, that's where you go to take advantage of our great new introductory sales for our new line of vitamins and minerals, vitamin D3 with calcium, vitamin C with zinc, and the new whole food multivitamin, all available right now at the introductory price of 25% off. Buy them all at once, you get 40% off, plus you're getting double Patriot points and free shipping on these bombshell new products. That's going to do it for us at American Journal. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control Big Pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.Video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this.
This unprecedented criminal takeover. I mean, the quickening is here. Every movie, every show is now coming out with dystopic mass death, planetary extermination, robots killing us. Under you in command, because they're preconditioning everyone to accept that, and that is the future that's about to unfold. And I mean the video games, the movies, all of it. This is the genetic engineering mad scientist revolution. You see, we fought Hitler in World War II and the Soviet Union in the Cold War, and you know, we got China as this big enemy, but it's really the mad scientist laboratory.
He grabbed a book and he said, it's like Mao's Red Book. And I was like, man, that's what I was thinking. And it was just really cool to hear him make that connection.
Robots invading the U.S., U.N. slaughtering everybody because of climate change. Climate change is just the excuse for total collapse. All the globalists are actually collapsing things.
This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming.
The public's not going to wake up and stop this anyways. They don't want to. We're cursed. We kill our babies. We kill our old people.
Planned Parenthood quietly released their latest annual report last week, revealing a new record for abortion in a single year.
Look, whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, it's people died. People died. I was in a hospital. I got transferred to a nursing home. And my father died. My father was in a nursing home, got transferred to a hospital. And my father died. But who cares? 33, 28, died in a hospital, died in a nursing home. They died.
I just guessed, prepared to have everything collapsed and destroyed and to die. I mean, I guess that's just really it. I mean, that's the wages of sin. That's Satanism. And so that's who we are. If we don't really respond and really get upset and really recognize the globalists carrying out this controlled collapse of the world, then doom is where we're going. Because this mad scientist evil, this post-humanist evil, has figured out all the angles. And the only way you beat it is recognizing the angles and its full spectrum assault and then do the exact opposite. You know, the worst thing is reading all these federal documents and how they know by design that they're giving the young people shots now that are going to mess up their hearts, livers, and brains and lungs for life, which is not going to be very long. It's a sacrifice of the youth, and that pleases their God. And also, it's going to weigh down and hurt their families and cause great anguish in their families. Because you're supposed to bury your parents, not bury your children. And the system thinks it's got a plan to manage that and be able to gaslight the public to not make sure that Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Anthony Fauci and the rest of them get sent to supermax prisons for it. And they're using high-tech psychology to control everybody. And so the only way to beat them is to reject everything they say and everything they do and not buy a damn word comes out of their mouth and to shun them.
That's the latest from John Bowne, of course, featuring Alex Jones. The preconditioning of NWO horror. You can watch and share that video at band.vonewars.com. This is the American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. We will be getting right into it with the Daily Dispatch on the other side. And, of course, one of the top stories goes right along with what Alex Jones was saying. Delivery robots will be on the road in Austin starting on Monday. Robots will roll through Austin starting Monday, making food deliveries in the South Congress area and throughout downtown. We'll cover this and so much more in today's program, including the showdown between Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin. That's right, it's like the rumble in the jungle, except you have like Mike Tyson and some old decrepit dementia-ridden fool in a wheelchair. I wonder who's going to win. I wonder who's going to come out on top. Oh, it's a showdown, all right. Oh, how embarrassing. How embarrassing it truly is.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Lot to cover today. The Vladimir Putin, Joe Biden showdown will be a topic of discussion today. Many videos to go along with that. Embarrassing as they are, illuminating. Well, of course, we're talking about critical race theory and the pushback against it. Now the pushback against the pushback. It's all very exciting. Of course, we have COVID-19, U.S. politics, and the ongoing decriminalization of, well, just about everything. Many, many upsetting stories tell you about the complete collapse of the United States as it goes about all around us, but let's begin, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for the 15th of June, 2021. Recount done in 2.1 million ballots in audit of Maricopa County election. The hand recount of 2.1 million ballots from the 2020 Maricopa County election has been completed, an Arizona Senate spokesperson said Monday. Three boxes of Braille ballots, about 50 to 60 in total, were left to be counted, along with the large type overseas military and duplicated ballots. But all others had gone through the process, which began way back in April on the 23rd of that month. Ken Bennett, state Senate audit liaison, says that the end of the hand count wouldn't immediately signal a final audit report. Resources have been shifting to a paper examination of mail ballot envelopes for signatures as counting has come to finish. Ken Bennett, is this the guy we should be listening to? Because this has been my big complaint about the Maricopa County audit, is that I don't know who the hell we should be listening to. Like, there's no singular news source for this. It's like every day there's like tons of headlines about it, but it's like, who is saying this, and what are these from, and who is talking about this? Like, they need a singular spokesperson. Really, they need a spectacle. I'll talk a little bit more about this later in the program, but you know, if there's one thing that the Democrats are very good at, it's at putting on a show, putting on a spectacle, telling everybody, like getting everybody who follows them in line with the exact same ideas so everybody's on the same page. Republicans are all just off doing their own thing and nobody knows what the hell is going on. It's like you'll see, like, you know, Twitter verified like state senators being like, we've got everything that we need on Twitter. And it's like, what does that mean? What are you talking about? Like, what do you need? What do you have? What are you talking about? if you have what you need, if you have proof that the election was stolen, what is it? It's very frustrating when it's just like all these vagaries. It's just like, oh, we found a lot of stuff. And it's like, who are you? What did you find? Who found it? What are you talking about? And they're just like, wait and see. It's just like, all right, cool. We'll wait and see then. We'll wait until DOJ comes in and snuffs it all out, and then we'll get a bunch of reports from the leftist media, all in one line, you know, all saying one exact thing, no deviation, no confusion. They'll all have one story putting out about how this election audit was a total failure and a farce, and that's what everybody will believe, because there is no counter narrative, because we have no idea what the hell you're doing or what you're talking about. So I'm very frustrated with this Maricopa County audit, because I literally have no idea what's going on. I try to follow it the best I can, and it's just like random people saying random stuff about random events constantly, and I have no idea what the hell's going on. And I have little to no faith that the system of America will actually allow a legitimate audit to continue, but I guess we'll keep our eyes on that. Delivery robots will be on the road in Austin starting on Monday. So will I. I'll be on the road starting on Monday with a big axe to destroy this thing. The only violence I call for is violence against inanimate objects. But, you know, this is just a dip of the toe in the water of an automated hell. Robots will roll through Austin starting Monday, making food deliveries in the South Congress area and throughout downtown. Austin Transportation Department official says the company behind the robots, Refraction AI, will launch a fleet of 10 robots. ATD official says the robots will travel in the bike lanes unless there is not one. Then they will travel on the main road. Oh, glory be. Isn't that just so exciting? We're going to have these stupid robots actually on our roads, impeding our traffic. I'm going to run them over. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm not even going to slow down when I do it. I hate these things, and I will destroy them. But it, again, it's like not even really a robot automated thing. The robots will be monitored by a person who will travel along with the robot. Officials say is required by law to ensure safety. So now we're going to see these stupid robots traveling like 5 miles an hour down the middle of the road with some dude in a safety vest like following it, watching it. And it's all just going to be as stupid as it is pointless. The robots will be remotely piloted, not automated, which means somebody is able to control the robots from afar or from right there because they have to follow along with them and find them. So it's just literally no different than like having a car, except it's slower and stupider and anti-human. So there it is. CDC says vaccine linked to heart inflammation is stronger than previously thought. Well, maybe previously thought by them, but I've always contended in my thoughts they're was no link stronger than a direct cause and effect. I mean, it's you get the vaccine, your heart inflates. That's the cause and effect right there. Somehow it's stronger than that. Males under 30 may face heart problems after getting vaccinated. Myocarditis and pericarditis share the same symptoms. Treatment for myocarditis can be solved with over-the-counter medication or resolve itself, they say. Bleeding heart liberal, whole new definition. Jon Stewart hijacks the Colbert Show with a lab leak rant and liberal Twitter explodes. We'll show you this video a little bit later. Comedian Jon Stewart overpowered Stephen Colbert's ability to shill on Monday, hijacking the Late Show's return to a live and fully vaccinated audience with an epic rant on the COVID-19 lab leak theory. Again, we'll show you this video a little bit later in the program. California County demands all businesses produce vaccination status records of employees and turn them over to the government. Santa Clara County in California, which encompasses San Jose, Mountain View, and parts of Palo Alto, this is where many big tech companies are located, has announced that area businesses will need to procure Wuhan coronavirus vaccine records for all of their employees, which are to be handed over to the government on command. A public health order, frequently asked questions document, explains that both public and private sector employees will now have to ask about and record the vaccination status of their workers because the China virus injections are the most effective way to reduce transmission of Chinese germs. There you go. Just it's great. You know, the government just subpoenaing your health records for no reason. That's great. Just another thing that we'll have to deal with here in this brave new world. Rare, dangerous, and deadly heat wave tightens grip on western U.S. Experts say shortage of air conditioner parts is a combination of factors, including manufacturing delays due to COVID-19. And an increase in demand this spring. The magnitude of the heat across the western United States through the coming week will be one for the record books, according to forecasters. course, yesterday we had here in Texas them telling us to lower our air conditioning or raise the temperature on air conditioning to prevent an overloading of the electrical system. You know, maybe we could afford an upgrade if we weren't spending like $26 billion a day on housing illegal immigrants, but that's a whole different story. Lots of stuff we could achieve here in America if we stopped just being a suckling pig being carved up by the rest of the world. Truly incredible. But, you know, of course, there's weather manipulation that goes on with this. The shortage, of course, is another supply chain disruption artificially caused by the measures taken against the COVID-19. And, of course, you know, what better way to save energy than have everybody work from home? Isn't that better? Instead of everybody in one building with one air conditioning unit, you have 100 people in 100 homes with 100 air conditioning units. Is that good for the environment, or is everything they do compound everything else that they do? U.S. Intel reports warns of more violence by QAnon supporters. Well, wait a second. What do you mean more? It's like, well, have they ever committed violence before? No, sir. No, they broke a couple windows at the Capitol once. Well, we think they're going to do violence now. We're pretty sure they're going to do violence any day now. Just wait. You guys wait. They're definitely going to do violence. We know they're thinking about doing violence, and we're going to stop. Meanwhile, there's just like Antifa burning buildings behind them. Black Lives Matter just stabbing innocent people to death right under their nose. And they're just like, we're sure QAnon is going to start being violent one of these days. Very soon, QAnon will turn violent. We're absolutely sure of it. Because after all, our FBI agents are planted within QAnon circles, and they're desperately trying to encourage violence. So we're sure that our programs to encourage this violence are going to pay off very soon. So we're warning you, QAnon violence right around the corner. Hasn't happened before, but we're sure it will.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Call it supervision, the laser vision that you have when you read enough of this bullcrap news that you really don't even have to read the article. I do anyway, just to confirm my suspicion, but you just see a headline like, U.S. Intel reports warns of more violence by QAnon followers. And it's just like, do you really have to read the story? I'll tell you what I can glean from this headline. U.S. Intel reports of more violence by QAnon followers. I'm going to go ahead and assume there's no actual threats of violence. QAnon followers are not actually organizing anything. There hasn't actually been any violence committed by QAnon. There's no actual information supporting the assertion of this headline. And it's probably just the FBI and the intelligence community providing the fodder needed to encourage the greater censorship of the internet, claiming that dissension is equal to violence. Therefore, we must clamp down on anybody disagreeing with the dictates of the super narrative. And of course, I'm right. Of course, it's exactly what it exactly is. I just read this entire article, and there's literally no evidence that there's any threat of violence whatsoever. They say that this report by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security predicts that while some QAnon adherents will pull back, others likely will begin to believe they can no longer trust the plan referenced in QAnon posts, and they will have an obligation to change from serving as digital soldiers towards engaging in real-world violence. It's just like, the evidence of this? Oh, we're pretty sure. Yeah, it's the Democrats' insane, just like fever dream fear about QAnon. Then they like write a report about how scared they are about the boogeyman they made up and submit that to the AP, who then dutifully reports it as if it's actually news. No, they literally have no evidence whatsoever that anything is being planned or any violence is going to occur. It's literally just their boogeyman fear that they've created. It's insane. It's completely insane that this is being treated with any credence whatsoever. This report does not identify any of the public individuals, but Trump, who praised QAnon followers as people that love our country, has repeatedly refused to acknowledge that the election is over and spoken baselessly of his victory being stolen. Like, it's literally just like, criminalize dissent. We must criminalize dissent. Look how dangerous it is that people don't think that the FBI and the DOJ are trustworthy. We can't have that. We can't have people questioning the trustworthiness of the United States government. The government must destroy them. They must eliminate them. They'll probably commit violence if we don't kill them first. I mean, it's just absurd. It's absolutely absurd. But there you go. And like this is the closing line of this article, talking about some guy that's a defendant that like walked into the Capitol, I guess. Quote, he had recently purchased a new truck and believed that QAnon would cover the debt, the agent wrote. What the hell is this? Like, what is this? What are you talking about? QAnon would cover the debt? What? Oh my god. How people read this and are just like, wow, that's, oh, wow. QAnon, that's super scary. I'm super scared. Thank goodness Antifa is just an idea. But QAnon is a terror force that must be dismantled. Just mind-bogglingly I'll just say retarded. It's just retarded is what it is. Hey, speaking of, Joe Biden is in Geneva for a, or he will be very shortly for a confrontation, a showdown with Vladimir Putin. Biden calls Putin a worthy adversary ahead of meeting. And I can hear the laughing from here. I can hear Putin cackling with laughter from here as Joe Biden calls him a worthy opponent. Okay. All right. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. He's a worthy opponent of you, Joe. 2 days before he talks to Russia's leader, President Joe Biden on Monday sought to tamp down expectations of the long-anticipated media by acknowledging that Vladimir Putin is a worthy adversary for old Joe. He says, I've met with him. He's bright. He's tough, Biden said. And I found that he's a worthy adversary. Oh, God. So when Biden was asked whether he still thinks Putin is a killer, as he'd previously said, the president laughed for several seconds. We'll play this clip in just a second. But this is the thing that you have to remember. I've seen so many stories today about Putin being a killer. Is Putin a killer? Well, Biden goes to showdown with killer Putin. This is because Joe Biden called him a killer. Like, this isn't something being foisted on Joe Biden. Joe Biden was like, Putin is a killer. He's talking all tough. And now he's about to face Putin. And they're like, so you still want to stand by that talking tough that you did earlier? And Biden's like, well, I mean, who's to say he's a killer? He's not a killer. Who knows? It's like, well, you said it. So what were you? Why were you saying that then? Were you just trying to look tough when really you're a weak old fool that doesn't even know where he is half the time? Are you an idiot? And of course, they ask Putin if, you know, what he thinks about being called a killer, and he just laughs. And it's just like, sure, flashing through his mind, it's just like Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria, just mass murder by the American military establishment. The murder, you know, that Russia has helped to mitigate in a lot of cases, actually helped to prevent and stop America from causing more disaster, mostly, you know, on behalf of Israel in the Middle East. Like, yeah, we really wanted to go to Syria, and then Syria actually invited Russia in to stop us from carrying out the mass murder of Syrians. So, of course, he's going to laugh at being called a killer. He's literally a savior. It's incredible. Let's go to this video of Joe Biden being asked whether he still thinks Putin is a killer. Look how confident, heroic our U.S. president is. Let's roll it.
In a weekend interview, Vladimir Putin laughed at the suggestion that you had called him a killer. Is that still your belief, sir, that he is a killer? And I'll continue the trend if you don't mind of asking a second question. Do you believe if he does agree to cooperate, then what kind of a challenge do you find yourself in? How would you ever trust him? And if Ronald Reagan said trust but verify, what do you say to Vladimir Putin?
To answer the first question, I'm laughing too.
Pathetic old man.
Well, look, I mean, he has made clear that...
Just say something, Joe. Joe, just say something. And like in his earpiece, say something, Joe. You just
the answer
say
is, I believe he is in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do. But look.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much.
When I was asked that question.
Shut up. Just shut up now. You're an idiot. You're a moron. You're leading this entire country into disaster and failure, and you can't answer a simple question about a statement you made, you complete failure, laughingstock of the entire world. They love Joe Biden because he's a worthless cadaver that they can run right over. Just infuriating. At least we don't have mean tweets anymore, right? At least we don't have a tough pro-America guy that actually put sanctions on Russia that Joe Biden then removed. It's just we're being run by incompetent morons, and I'm not talking about Joe Biden. I'm talking about the people behind him who have put him up as the fall guy for when they destroy America, they can blame it on him. Just incredible. Let's see, what else we got today? Birds are racist. The New York mayor is the one that actually tear gassed the protesters that then blamed on Trump. First autopsy of COVID vaccinated patient found spike proteins in every single organ of the body. And a Fox 26 TV reporter in Houston informs the network live on air she's blowing the whistle on them. Canadian PM told their staff that Kamala will be president by 2022. So good riddance there, Joe Biden, and a black suspect has been accused of a two-day-long shooting spree targeting white males, according to police. Was he QAnon? Well, if he's QAnon, we don't, you know, we care about that. We'll stop him then. We'll do everything to stop him at that. Oh, he's not. Never mind.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please, keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. A lot to discuss today, a lot of videos to show to you. And we'll be taking your calls as well. Go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal about any topics you so choose. Where should we begin? Let's stick with this Putin-Biden showdown. It's just pathetic who we have representing us as Americans, as the entire world laughs at us mockingly. And, of course, Vladimir Putin makes a bunch of really good points. You know, I'll let Putin say this part first, and then I'll comment on it. But let's begin with the clip that we just showed you. We'll go to clip 12, and first we'll see who the, you know, but Putin's like the heavyweight champion of politicians, and can't be knocked down. President Biden is like the, it's like the backup boxer who like stabbed the actual boxer in the back, so he could get a chance at Putin. Here he is, completely freezing up for an entire minute when he's asked about his statements that Vladimir Putin was is a killer. Clip 12.
What do you say to Vladimir Putin?
Answer the first question. I'm laughing too. They actually, well, look, I mean, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he has in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do. But look, when I was asked that question on air, I answered it honestly. But it's not much of a, I don't think it matters a whole lot in terms of this next meeting we're about to have. The second question was, I'd verify first and then trust.
Oh, I'm sorry. What showdown enemies? What's happening here? God, what a pathetic loser. You can only imagine. Like, we should just do a comparison for the Trump versus Biden G7, you know, international showdown where it's Trump just like in everybody's face. He's the center of attention constantly. Joe Biden's just literally like wandering around lost. Nobody even cares where he is. He makes the he announces he's going to have this press conference. He makes the journalists and the reporters wait for 3.5 hours. They're waiting for him. No word. No, like, hey, just send a runner down there to be like, hey, here's what's happening. You know, here's how long you're going to have to wait. No, just keep them in, you know, suspense for 3.5 hours. And then he shows up and answers 5 questions. And the reporters, I'm sure, to a man, are infuriated by this, disrespected. Like, nobody likes waiting around for 3.5 hours for nothing, right? But do they complain? Do they criticize? Of course not. They're slaves. They're dogs. They're like beaten dogs that are just continually abused, and they just accept it, and they go along with it. They're cult leaders. They're cult followers. And this is the thing. This is exactly the thing. If you look at Jonestown, if you study what happened in Jonestown, there are events that go on that make you go, why did nobody point out that this leader that they're all following was going insane? And it was exactly this type of stuff. It's like, you know, they'd all gather for a sermon from, you know, Jones, and he'd make them wait for a long time. Then he'd come stumbling out, and he'd be all, like, drugged up and crazy, and he would just be, like, rambling and, like, saying things that don't make any sense, saying things that the whole congregation knows aren't true. And everybody just cheers along with it and goes along with it. These people are in a cult. And one of the ways that you shore up the adherence of, you know, the dictates of your cult is that you do ridiculous things that don't make any sense. You say ridiculous lies that everybody knows are true, but that everybody knows aren't true, but that everybody goes along with. It's like the emperor's new clothes, right? It's like Biden's new clothes. It's like, if you don't think that Biden's, you know, new clothes are the most beautiful in the world, then you're a racist and a white supremacist. You know, these clothes, they're invisible to racists and white supremacists. So everybody in the audience is like, oh, they're beautiful. Yes, very beautiful clothes. I'm not a racist. I'm not a white supremacist. I'm not a bad person. I see them, and they're beautiful, and they're good, and Joe Biden is smart and strong. Yes, of course he is. He's totally not a decrepit, old, demented-ridden fool making an embarrassment of our entire country. It's a cult these people are in, and they're using cult tactics to get people further and farther into the insanity. Just mind-blowing. So this is a cult tactic. You have the cult leader do and say things that are ridiculous and unacceptable, but you use the, you know, crowd philosophy or the shared the influence of the crowd, the herd-like mentality to get people to accept the nonsensical and the insane, and then they're invested in it, and then they're invested in the lie, and they have to uphold the lie. That's exactly how it works. And Vladimir Putin calls this out and calls out things in a just very simple, straightforward way that shows how ridiculous all of this nonsense is. Let's play clip number nine. This is like the best thing Putin could have ever said, and I totally agree with this. Clip number nine, please. We know it very well. We have been accused of all kinds of things, election interference, cyber attacks, and so on and so forth. And not once, not one time did they bother to produce any kind of evidence or proof, just unfounded accusations. That's what they do, Putin. He says, I'm surprised that we've not yet been accused of provoking the Black Lives Matter movement. Black Lives Matter. That would have been a good line of attack, but we didn't do that. Isn't that hilarious? Isn't that amazing? He's like, you want to know the most destructive thing that's been, you know, assaulting America in the past few years? It's Black Lives Matter. You know, if I wanted to destroy America, he's like, I would support Black Lives Matter. I would have started Black Lives Matter. He's like, man, Black Lives Matter's done more damage to America than Russia ever could. Really, without dropping nuclear bombs. I mean, how else is Russia going to, you know, disintegrate the, you know, civil binds of the United States? How could they possibly do that? They can't. They can have a couple Facebook ads, right? They could fund a little bit of misinformation here or there. But how could Russia ever hope to achieve the utter disintegration of law and order in the United States? How could they achieve that? They can't. That's only if they actually wanted to destroy America, you know. China is pretty open about the fact that they are wanting to destroy and overrun America. And isn't it amazing that they come out in support of Black Lives Matter? You would think, you know, Joe Biden coming out constantly every day, it seems. In fact, there's a new report from the White House today, along with this new report about violence, potential violence from the QAnon followers who have never committed violence before. But we're sure they're going to start soon. You also have a White House report today about dealing with domestic terrorism. And we're told time and time again from Chris Ray to Joe Biden, everybody in between, that our number one biggest threat to America is white supremacy and white nationalism. And yet our, you know, most hated geopolitical adversaries support Black Lives Matter. The people that openly call for the destruction and the overthrow of our entire country, they don't seem to be very excited about encouraging any white supremacy or any white nationalism. You would think, like, if I was a strategist for the Chinese Communist Party, I saw what was going on in America, I might want to put out some statements encouraging white supremacy, encouraging the force that America claims is the biggest threat. But see, they're not stupid. They don't just go with whatever the Democrats say. They understand what the actual threat is. The actual threat to America is Black Lives Matter, communism, Antifa, the subverting of our entire philosophy, and the folding in of communism. So that's what they're supporting. That's what they're going for. And Vladimir Putin calls that out.
Scientists agree. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following. Helps convert food into energy. Helps with muscle contraction function. Helps regulate the nervous system. Helps with protein building in the muscles, and so much more. And now it's available in this concentrated form of ionized fizzy magnesium. It tastes great. I take it in the morning, I take it in the evening,
It is so essential in my life, and I hope all of you will check it out and try it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is the best formula from our research you're going to find out there. So if you've already enjoyed other magnesium formulas, give this one a try. I think you're going to love it. At the same time, it funds the InfoWar, which is a true 360 win. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for only $19.95.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTrue Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So opening up the phone lines, number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Oh, they already are open. Look at that. All right, sorry, the window was hidden. I didn't see that people were already calling in. So we'll go to your calls in just a second. I have a lot to discuss today. We've got a lot of topics to discuss in the education realm as well as the criminal realm and the collapse of law and order across the United States as innocent victims are taken advantage of, and then they're, you know, the perpetrators of these crimes are not punished for it at all, really. Meanwhile, the complete nonsensical fear-mongering about QAnon and people questioning the legitimacy of the vote has, entire armies of people dedicated to eradicating any dissension within the ranks. But we'll cover all that a little bit later in the program. Your calls very shortly, but I very quickly want to address this piece of communist propaganda from the New York Times. GOP bills rattle disabled voters. Quote, we don't have a voice anymore. So, yes, folks, I guess calling, you know, secure elections racist isn't enough. Now, secure elections are, in fact, anti-disabled people, apparently, somehow. But this is kind of the point, isn't it? It's abuse. It's abuse of leniency. And it's the same thing that happens really across the board. You make changes to your law. You make a provision of your law code that allows for a little bit of wiggle room here or there because there are extenuating circumstances you have to deal with. One example of this would be the asylum laws. Typically, if you want to come into this country, you have to go through a very thorough process and a very long process. And in the meantime, you're still subject to the laws of your former country. Now, if you are a political prisoner, if you are politically persecuted, if you're under threat of violence from your government in a foreign country, and you want to come to America, we have a provision for that. It's called asylum. And it was first implemented in World War II to allow the politically persecuted Jews to come over to the United States in an expedited fashion. Now this is being abused. Now it's like middle-income people from Guatemala, you know, claiming that their husband beats them, therefore they must claim asylum. It's an abuse of the system. What happens when you abuse a system that's meant for only a few people, but suddenly everybody's taking advantage of it? You have to get rid of that system. I think we should get rid of asylum completely, totally. There is no, you know, massive persecution of a single ethnicity going on in the world, except for maybe Palestine. Like, we can accept Palestinian refugees. I would accept that. You know, but other than that, ethnic cleansing really isn't taking place, except for some places in Africa. We can take in, you know, South Africans who are being slaughtered by their own government, the white South African, you know, farm owners. But that's not what it's being used for. It's being used for these people, for like random Hondurans that are just like in really nice clothes with really nice cell phones and that are very fat, just like wandering up to the border. Or like getting on a bus that's been paid for by a billionaire and coming up and being like, oh yeah, I need asylum here. It's like, well, that's not what asylum is for. You're abusing what is a good thing, and now nobody can have it. Now nobody can have it. So mail-in ballots are exactly the same, where it's like, hey, you know, some people are disabled. They can't get to the polls. Some people are soldiers, and they're deployed overseas, and they can't, you know, get into a polling place to vote. So we've got to, you know, have a little leniency for them. We've got to come up with a different way to allow these people in these extraordinary circumstances to be able to participate in the democracy. That's completely fine. I totally agree with it. Then it's like, instead of disabled people and veterans mail-in ballots, they're just like, the Democrats are just like, let's just mail ballots to absolutely everybody. And then we'll go around and collect the ballots that we mailed out and make sure that they're voting for the right people. It's a complete abuse. So if you're mad that now there's a pushback against all forms of mail-in ballots, it's because you abuse the privilege. It's because the Democrats took advantage of this good program and cheated with it. So now you can't have it. So now all these disabled people who the program was meant for may not be able to participate in it because the Democrats took advantage of it, and it's their fault. You can't just allow people to cheat in the election. Because otherwise, you know, like a very, very small percentage of, you know, disabled people won't be able to. And it's not even that they can't vote. It's like this person's complaining that she can't vote in private. That's like the real horrible thing that's happening. But at the end of the day, none of the things being presented in Georgia or Texas or Wisconsin or anywhere else in order to, you know, restrict the ability for the Democrats to cheat during the election, none of them actually stop legitimate mail-in ballots from occurring. You can still get a mail-in ballot if you're disabled. You just can't mail mail-in ballots to absolutely everybody and then not require ID and then just have anybody – like, oh my God. Just thinking about what happened before the November election, it's so ridiculous. Like, do y'all remember just the hundreds and hundreds of stories of, like, apartments receiving, like, 10 different mail-in ballots for 10 different people and, like, how easy it would be just to fill out one of those ballots, put it in the mail, and – put it back in the mailbox. No one would ever know who it was that voted. Because how are you going to confirm? It's just a piece of mail that arrives. Anybody can open it. Anybody can fill it out. Anybody can send it back. And there's no way to confirm who it came from. And the craziest thing was that we have video evidence of people in Chicago, or no, in Detroit rather, training the vote counters, training the ballot counters to accept the mail-in ballots, even if the person shows up in person at the ballot box and says, I never sent in a ballot. The ballot counters were trained to tell that person, actually, you did already vote by mail. And if that person says, no, I did not vote by mail, I never sent in a ballot, then what the Detroit vote counters were trained to do, we have evidence of this, we have audio of this, they were trained to tell the person, yes, you can vote in a provisional ballot. That person goes off and fills out a provisional ballot, and then they threw that provisional ballot away and accepted the mail-in ballot that the person claims they never sent in. So this is what happened. You know, Harrison Smith, you know, some ballot goes to my old address. Some dude at that old address fills out my ballot, sends it in. I go to vote. They say, oh, you already voted. I say, no, I didn't. I never sent in a ballot. They say, yes, you did. I say, no, I did not send a ballot. I'd like to vote right now. I'm in person. I'd like to vote now. And they say, oh, okay, yeah, sure, you can vote now. They give me a provisional ballot. They throw it away and they keep the vote from the guy that's pretending to be me. That's literally what happened. That's how they were trained, not a coincidence, okay? So all of this is total abuse of the system that cannot be allowed, cannot be permitted, cannot continue. And so if you want to be mad that people are taking advantage of the mail-in ballot program in order to cheat, and now, you know, disabled people might not be able to actually have the mail-in ballot system for themselves, you got to be mad at the people who were abusing the privilege that was supposed to be granted to you, not them. So there you go. Mail-in ballots required to be automatically sent to voters in future elections. All right, so this is from Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak signed into law Friday a measure requiring mail-in ballots to be automatically sent to active voters in future elections. The law indefinitely extends policies the Democratic governor approved last year amid the pandemic. This is the craziest thing. This is the craziest thing in the world. It's like, oh, we have this pandemic. You know, we have to make emergency measures. You know, it's like, we wouldn't normally do it, but it's an emergency. It's totally necessary. Like, we don't want to, but we have to. Then it's like, all right, the emergency's over. And they're like, yeah, but we're going to continue doing this. Yeah, we're just going to keep doing it. We're going to expand it. We're going to make it worse. It's like, why? Why? This is why you don't accept emergency measures just because they claim it's emergency, because those measures tend to exist beyond the emergency. Those measures tend to expand. Sisolak signed the bill into this is pretty recent. This is June 12th. Sisolak signed the bill at a ceremony in Las Vegas on Friday with Assembly Speaker Jason Frierson, a Democrat who pushed for the change. The measure also aims to improve Nevada's voter roll maintenance and signature verification process. It requires voters' vote counters complete a forensic signature verification course. It also directs election officials to compare their list of registered voters to Nevada's Registrar of Vital Statistics on a monthly basis to purge dead people from the voter rolls. It's a good idea, but there you go. Just you know, this is what happens. You have an open, free society based on trust, based on people acting in a upstanding and respectful and honorable way. And then you let in, or you are infiltrated by, or you have an education system that creates millions of very dishonorable, despicable people that have no qualms about using any sort of, you know, shortcut or, you know, a cheating mechanism in order to get their way. And then all of those really great things that come with being a free society have to go away, because we can't trust you people to actually deal with it honestly. We can't give you an inch or you will exploit it.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The InfoWarsStore online. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So within hours, literally within hours of the riot at the Capitol this January 6th, the organized chorus of propagandists began telling us, again in unison, choreographed, that what we had just seen was not a bunch of angry people who felt the election had been stolen from them, who overreacted and broke the law, which is what actually happened, but instead a group of QAnon white supremacists who were attempting to overthrow the U.S. government, insurrectionists who were more dangerous than ISIS. This was worse than 9/11. This was our Pearl Harbor. They said this, not just a few of them, all of them at once. The amazing thing is that that claim, totally separated from reality, insane actually, was internalized not just by a lot of the population, but by Republican leaders, a lot of Republican leaders. And as a result of that, in the months since, they have not asked the most basic questions about what actually happened that day. And here's first among them. The only person who was actually shot to death that day was a protester called Ashley Babbitt. She was shot and killed in the Capitol on January 6th on tape. Here's the amazing thing. We still don't know who shot her. And we don't know why. No one has ever explained, and no one's been forced to explain. That's the key. Aaron Babbitt is the husband of Ashley Babbitt. He is suing to find who shot her. He's joined by the Babbitt family lawyer, Terrell Roberts. Aaron, Terrell, thanks so much for coming on. Aaron, first to you. Thanks very much for coming on. I'm sorry about, genuinely sorry about what happened to your wife. Who shot your wife on January 6th? Do you know?
I don't know. Somebody knows. Somebody up in D.C. knows. I think a lot of people know. But nobody's telling us. And the silence is deafening.
I mean, you're an American citizen. Did you know that in this country, you can be shot to death by a government employee and no one explains who did it or why? Did that even occur to you before January 6th?
No. That never occurred to me. And furthermore, I never expected to lose my wife to political violence. So,
what I have to ask, I mean, how do you feel about seeing her characterized the way that you have? How do you feel about the total lack of interest in her death?
It sickens me to hear what people say about Ashley. There's never been a person that Ashley ran across in her daily life that didn't love her and wouldn't remember her in some way, shape, or form for the rest of her life. But this is the game. This is the social media craziness that, you know, people just run with a theory and just take off with it. And, you know, it's up to us, you know, it's up to us and the ones that love her and people like you for not giving up on it. So I appreciate that, Tugger.
Well, yeah, and it's, in my case, it's nothing to do with politics. I mean that. You shouldn't be allowed to shoot someone. Cops shoot people all the time. I think it's often justified. I've said that many times. But we have a right to know who did it and why. I mean, those are the rules. Mr. Roberts, let me ask you. There have been reports online that seem credible. I don't know if they're true, that the Capitol Hill police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt, I'm not going to mention the name, was the same officer who left his loaded handgun in a public men's room on the Capitol. Do you believe that is the same officer, who seems like a very reckless person, who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt on January 6th?
That's my belief. That's my belief.
So if it turns out that she was shot, for reasons, again, they still haven't explained to us, by a Capitol Hill police officer who left a loaded handgun in a public men's room and kept his job somehow, do you think maybe that's why they're hiding his identity?
I don't know, but I think one of the reasons why they're hiding his identity is they don't have a good explanation for this shooting. I think that if Ashley Babbitt had been brandishing a firearm and she was shot, the officer would be identified by now and they'd be pinning a medal on him.
Yep.
So I don't think they have a good explanation for this shooting, and that's why they haven't identified him.
And by the way, if she was brandishing a firearm, I would consider that justified. Aaron, one last question to you. Again, you're an American citizen. Presumably you have a congressman who's supposed to represent you. You have two senators. Has any politician reached out to you to say, hey, I'm going to find out who killed your wife?
Senator, Congressman Daryl Issa did the night of the 6th.
Good.
And he was confused as to why he was calling me, because he's not my congressman.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video.
You can hear a ghostly bugle as the men.
So much to cover, so much to discuss. I'm wondering if there's something I can cover quickly before I go out to the phone calls, but most of these topics are going to take me a little while to get into. Of course, we have critical race theory and the pushback. Now the pushback against the pushback. It's amazing. It truly is amazing how they essentially, like, they're trying to very quietly implement critical race theory into schools. This infuriates the parents that, you know, it's like they send their kid off for the first day at school and he just comes back like crying and calling his grandmother an evil oppressor. And they're like, what the hell's going on here? They get mad at this. They go to confront the, you know, people that actually put this despicable, you know, lesson in place. And then the media comes down on them as if they are part of some sort of nefarious conservative white supremacist takeover scheme. It's just like, what's the phrase? They crowd in pain as they strike you. It's just like they've just like infiltrated all of our schools and are turning our children against us. And when we push back, they're like, whoa, why are you doing this? Why are you being so aggressive towards us? It's just like, well, because you're evil and evil must be destroyed. Let's go to phone calls now. Max in Kansas, my good buddy, expanding on globalists rewriting history like the Alamo. Thanks for calling in, Max. You are on the air? Is Max on the
air?
Hey,
Harris.
Hey, there he is.
Yep.
Oh, man, we got a lot of callers. Okay, cool. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties with calls, so if you guys are on the line for a while, I do apologize. We're just having a little bit of glitches here, but I did hear Max. Max, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, thanks, man. So, Well, on Friday, I believe, is when you read over the Times article, and you nailed it. When you were, I think you said, and if you asked anyone younger than the age of 25 what they thought of Thomas Jefferson, they'd just say racist, oppressor, you know what I mean?
Slave rapist. That is what they think Thomas Jefferson is,
despite him actually being an advocate for ending slavery and wanting to abolish the transatlantic slave trade. But do you think that they know that? No.
Right.
Of course not. Because they're stupid. They don't know how to read a book. Now, my generation specifically is terrible with this stuff. Because people my grade, liberals obviously, call people like George Washington, Jefferson, Franklin, Andrew Jackson, they just call those men racist. They call those men racist, and which it couldn't be further from the truth, because I haven't had American history in school yet, but let me tell you, I know my U.S. history.
Wait. Hold on, Max. You have not had American history in school yet?
No.
What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman. I'm a sophomore now, technically.
You're a sophomore now, okay. But in middle school, you didn't have an American history course?
I had 1 year. But not like high school. That was 1 year, and it was very brief. I mean, you know what I mean? It wasn't in full detail, really, but...
That is shocking. That is really amazing. I remember in Texas, sixth grade is American history, seventh grade is Texas history, and then eighth grade is, like, world history. But you always start with American. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's just shocking to me that American history, like, they're like, wait till they're, like, 17, wait till they've almost fully developed as adults to teach them the history about their own country. There's something wrong with that in and of itself, but go on, Max.
No, but I know, man. Like, ever since I was 5 years old, I'm like, when do I get to learn about World War II in school, you know? I've got books all about, Founding Fathers, American Revolution, Jackson, Civil War, World War II, Jack and Bobby Kennedy, all that. All right, so I know history, but seeing these people think that they know what they're talking about when they call those patriotic heroes, you know, racist tyrants, it's really, really, really disgraceful. And I will not stand idly by and watch those men's legacies just be destroyed. And, you know, how about thank you? You know, how about stop smearing those men and thank them? Be appreciative and grateful for them putting their life on the line, unlike you would. So that you can have the freedoms that you have today.
I know. For these scumbag journalists to question the bravery of the defenders of the Alamo is just literally spitting on the face of the people who gave you the right to express yourself. And this sort of ties into what I was talking about in the last segment with this abuse of privileges, right? It's like, and I tweeted this out yesterday, like, liberty can only exist in an ecology of virtue. You have to be virtuous to have liberty. Like, if you're given liberty and then you just use it to exploit and destroy people, like, that liberty is going to have to go away because you clearly can't handle it. Like, you're not responsible enough to handle it. So here are guys who have been given the ability to speak freely. They've been given the First Amendment. They've been given the rights, you know, enumerated in the Bill of Rights written by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and, you know, all these really great people. And then they use that right to try to destroy the people that gave them the right. So it's like this, it's just abusing your rights or abusing your privileges, and destroying the ability to have those privileges. Like, it's a self-defeating process what you're doing. You're trying to destroy the freedoms that give you the ability to try to destroy the freedoms. It's just bonkers. It's just all nonsensical and backwards. Thank you so much for the call, Max. I always appreciate it. I'm trying to get some more in here. Didn't realize how many callers we had on the line because of that malfunction. Let's go to Maria in Florida, who wants to talk about an executive order on insurance in Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling in, Maria. You are on the air.
Hi, Harrison. I was calling about the executive orders in D.C. I work for an insurance company. And since COVID started, we had all these executive orders coming from different states that we couldn't cancel their policies for non-pay because of COVID. As of today, the only state, I'll say in quotations, that still has an executive order is D.C. and they've extended their date until July 25th, 2021. And it doesn't make sense, and I don't know why. I just wanted to put it out there.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about this. So there was an executive order on insurance basically saying that you couldn't kick people off the insurance for failure to pay. And now that's expired in the 50 states. But in Washington, D.C., that's still on the books. Like, you still can't kick people off the insurance?
Correct. In like states like California, New York, all these states that are still ran by Democrats. Like California, theirs was through July 2020. New York was May 2020. So why does D.C. keep extending it? It just doesn't make any sense to me unless they're planning for something.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know why.
The executive order is Act 23-524, in case anybody wants to look it up. You can Google just Act 23-524.
All right, yeah, well, I would like to look into that because I haven't heard too much about that. I know the ban on evicting people, that runs out, I believe, at the end of June, or maybe at the beginning of July. But a lot of these things that, you know, a lot of these emergency measures they've put into place are starting to expire. And I wonder why they're pushing this one even farther. I mean, it could just be that D.C. is, you know, run by Democrats that just use whatever power that they have in order to attempt to, abuse any people or corporations that they deem worthy of abuse. So I don't know. That's very interesting. And I thank you for the call, Maria. Let's go to another call in Florida. William in Florida wants to talk about the forced vaccine. Thanks for calling in, William. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Good morning. Mm-hmm. I did get your Bioseptic Pro, and I just want to say that I have homeschool kids now. I work from home, so, you know, I've got high hopes for it. I'll let you know. Yeah. Everybody should stock up on these things because when there's a crisis, you might not get somebody to come out and pump your septic tank. But what I wanted to talk about was, you know, some potential unintended consequences of these vaccines. A lot of times these schemes usually fail because, you know, people of unintended consequences. So I'm just envisioning 100 million plus vax people who at some point wake up and realize they may be doomed. So, you know, at that point, we need to make sure that they know who is responsible.
That's a good point. Stay on the line, William. We'll be right back.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical.
The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We have on the line William from Florida, who is talking about the forced vaccination and how as the revelations continue to be made about this, CDC says vaccine linked to heart inflammation is stronger than previously thought. They're coming out with this now. You have Jon Stewart on the Tonight Show coming out and saying that, you know, it's pretty obvious that it came from a lab. This is readily apparent. You know, I don't know how to make people aware of this type of stuff because people have a incredible capacity for denying reality. That really baffles me. I don't understand it because I'm not one of these people. But, you know, it gets to the extent that people can watch their own family members be murdered and not change their ideas, right? Like, I you know, hate to relate everything back to, like, immigration and stuff, but it's like, you know, you have people on the right going, hey, you know, we got to get a control of immigration because there are murderers coming across. And then, you know, some leftist gets his daughter murdered by an illegal immigrant. And instead of being like, wow, you know, if we had better border control, my daughter would be alive right now. They like double down and are like, no, immigrants are blessings to us. And don't use my daughter's death as political fodder to be anti-immigrant. It's like, well, we would have saved your daughter's life. So, like, you know, I think back to probably March, even before. I mean, I made the report in January of 2020 saying that it came from a lab. And I remember people back then just being like, that's conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy theory. That's not true. And then, like, now it's revealed that it probably is true, that it probably did come from the lab. Now that's, like, revealed. It's pretty obvious that's what it is. Like, what goes on in their mind? I don't know. I can't tell because to me, if I think something's a conspiracy theory and then it's proven true, I look at the person who told me it originally and go, wow, what else do you know? Because you were right about that and I'm sorry for being wrong. And, you know, now I'll give more credence to what you say. But they don't have that reaction. They literally just like, it just doesn't, like, I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Because we've been talking since before, you know, since before the vaccine even existed, since, you know, the coronavirus first came to the shores, we were like, hey, they're going to do a vaccine. It's going to be bad. And then, of course, it came to pass. And we're sitting here going, hey, this vaccine is not good. It's dangerous. It causes heart inflammation and all this other stuff. But ignores us. Then it comes true. And it's like, now we can be like, hey, see, we told you about this, right? And they'll just be like, yeah, shut up. No, you didn't. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do about this because, yeah, it is going to – it's like – it's always coming true, what InfoWars says. It's always being shown that what we're talking about is reality, and yet people still claim we're conspiracy theorists. They still claim we don't know what we're talking about. So what's your idea, William? How do we convince people, once all of this starts coming out about the vaccine, how do we convince people that, like, this isn't an accident? Like, they knew this was going to happen, and we had the warnings. I mean, what do we do about this?
Well, I think right now, you know, it's kind of a timing thing. So when people start to realize when more and more family members die and doomed, and, you know, if you've been forced to do this to keep your job and you kind of have this, you know, this reality that, you know, you might have 2 years left to live, and it becomes very dire. I mean, they're creating a lot of 100 million wounded animals. So what I think is what InfoWars is doing is collecting the information. So when this when these people do realize it, you know, we have the proof. It's being collected. The only thing I think we could do better is actually, you know, documenting the specific individuals that are implementing these shots in public agencies or job-related stuff, because they're violating the Nuremberg Code themselves.
Yeah.
So we need to do a better job at that. But otherwise, it's just going to be a timing issue. You know, there's going to be a lot of people wake up. They're going to be wounded. They're going to be angry. So it's just kind of, let's just prepare for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like what I talked about yesterday with the how arguing with liberals is like arguing with like a really crazy ex-girlfriend, where because it's the same thing that happens across the board. They have these policies. We warn them about what the effects of the policy what the effects of the policies will be. They ignore our warnings. They implement the policies. It has the effect that we told them it would have, and then they act like they had no idea. How are we supposed to know that this was going to be the effect? It's like, well, we were all telling you that before, so if you just listen to us, and there's like, no, you were just fear-mongering then. You were just, you know, those were conspiracy theories. And they just happened to be right, and that's coincidence, and we won't, you know. Yeah, here's the story. A college student abruptly dies 2 weeks after receiving a second Moderna shot. I cannot tell you the number of people that
Yeah,
it's like there's a number of people that I know personally that have gotten the COVID shot, have died or had a stroke or had some sort of major reaction right after. And it does not get reported to VAERS. So who knows how high the death rate truly is with the vaccines, considering that like 90% of the vaccine deaths goes unreported. But yeah, it's going to be revealed just how dangerous these shots are. And we need to continually be putting out the message. We've known this the whole time. They've known this the whole time. They forced this on you, knowing this the whole time. They are the bad guys, okay? We are the good guys for trying to tell you about this. It's just amazing. Like, I don't know. I mean, they must either think that we're just like, I don't know. I don't know what they think. I honestly cannot get into their minds. I don't understand. I don't understand. I really don't. You know, it takes me all the way back to, like, Obama, when, like, you know, during Obama's campaign to become president, he said a bunch of great things that I fell for and that I believed. I voted for him based off of those things that he said. Then when it was revealed that he lied about those things, that he had no intention of fulfilling all of his grand promises, like getting out of the foreign wars and, you know, all these other things that were the same things I voted for Trump for. Of course, Trump actually tried to do it. When I realized that Obama was a liar, I got mad at Obama. I got mad at the people lying about that. I thought, wow, they really played me for a sucker. Screw those guys. I'm never going to believe what they say again. Most people just they get lied to. It's revealed that they're lied to. And then they just continue to believe the lie because they're in a cult. These are cult members. And it's very hard to get cult members to understand that they're in a cult and that they can get themselves out of it. So thanks so much for the call, William. But really, the most important thing about what we do here at InfoWars and about the fact that we're telling all these people stuff that eventually comes true, you have to get the information out there. Because if we just know it and we don't tell anybody, then they don't know that we knew it the whole time. If you are able to get this information out, show the evidence that you have, hopefully, eventually, people will realize, hey, remember that time Harrison told me about this? Harrison told me a year ago that this was going to happen or that this was the case. And they may actually turn around. You know, my dad had a funny story where he – I can't remember who it was, but it was a work site that he went to. And a year before, he had been to that same work site when right before the 2 weeks to slow the spread. And he was telling everybody at this work site, it's not going to be 2 weeks. Like, they're going to be shut down forever. In fact, they were talking about an event that would occur in October. And my dad was telling him, look, that event's going to be canceled. You're not going to be able to. And they were all like, what? No way. October? No, it'll be over by then. It's 2 weeks to slow the spread. It'll be fine. So then he goes back and visits this work site a year later. And they're all like, hey, you told us. Hey, this guy knew. And they're actually like, hey, this guy was, you know, they knew what they were going to do. He knew it wasn't 2 weeks to slow the spread. He knew it was going to be shut down forever. And so hopefully that opens their mind a little bit to go, hey, what else don't I know? What else might these people know that I don't? Maybe I can learn from them. Maybe you can go to InfoWars.com.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Triiodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Harrison Smith here. Oh, my God. All right. Ooh-wee. Ooh, boy. Okay, we're going to talk about crime in this next little segment here. The unending criminality that's being allowed to be perpetrated across the United States, destroying the lives of many, many thousands of innocent people, but it's all for the sake of making the criminals feel good about themselves. Isn't that nice? Folks, before I do, I've gone an entire half a show without asking you yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com, which is foolish of me, because if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com, I'm not going to be able to be here to do the show. So, folks, I do ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, support everything that we do here, from the American Journal to the War Room to Alex Jones and all of the activism, of course. And you know that, you know, like that last caller said, we've been predicting this stuff, telling people about what's going on. We have been so right for so long. It's almost ridiculous. And it's important that we are able to get this information out, so when the inevitable happens, when it comes out that the vaccines are deadly and that the coronavirus was lab-made and leaked on purpose, then they'll know that this isn't new information to everybody. In fact, we've been shouting it from the rooftops for years. But that message only gets through if you share the links and if we're around to actually explain all of this stuff. And we'll only be here if you go to InfoWarsStore.com. We are introducing three new mega immune support supplements, up to 40% off, plus free shipping and double Patriot points. For years, the scientists of InfoWars have been working to develop a new line of vitamins, but we've taken our time to ensure that we only source the highest possible quality for the best price. Those efforts have finally paid off, and here we are today with three entirely new mega immune support vitamin formulas available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This is not something that you'll be able to find anywhere else. You've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com if you want to get these fantastic products: the whole food multivitamin, the vitamin C plus zinc, and the vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. These are all 25% off if you buy them individually, but buy them together and you get an unprecedented 40% off. Our new whole food multivitamin is sourced from 100% high-quality natural food sources, and our two new vitamin formulas are loaded with natural immune support boosters that many listeners have been asking for. While the first run is a limited batch, we're still giving you 25% out of the gates and a massive 40% off when you buy all three mega immune support supplements together. We expect these to sell out quickly, so now is the time to secure your order. It will be months before our next shipment arrives. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to support the InfoWar, as well as you and your family's health. Get up to 40% off, plus free shipping and double Patriot points right now, and you start supporting your natural immune system. Vitamin D3, vitamin C, plus zinc, and the multivitamin. And I'm glad that we came out with these, because now they're sitting at my desk, so I can take them every morning when I sit down to do this show, and it gives me that boost of energy I need to combat the globalists on their own ground, which is the mainstream media or the media at large. Let's talk about crime, shall we? Let's talk about the exploding crime across the United States. Absolutely skyrocketing in almost every major city, up to 600% in Oregon at the beginning of the year. It was something like 2,000% higher murder rates from the year before. The year before, 2020 itself, was massively overweighted in the criminal regard from years previous. Let's watch this video. This is from a Walgreens in San Francisco, where essentially they have made it legal to steal. And you'll see exactly what this looks like. Here it is, clip 16. This just happened at the Walgreens on, I think, Gao and Fell Streets in San Francisco. Hashtag no consequences. No consequences for blatantly robbing a store in broad daylight. Here it is.
Call 911. Wow.
Here's the security guard filming the robber as robber just fills a trash bag and rides his bike down the aisle and out the door. And he's gone. He goes, goodbye. Enjoy all my stuff. You know, this is another reason why it's so convenient to have things like Walgreens and CVS rather than individually owned pharmacies, nobody at CVS or Walgreens gives a crap about their place of work. You want to rob it? Go ahead. It's not coming out of their bottom line. They don't care. They could care less. So, of course, go ahead and steal. Who cares, right? Now, if you have a small business with a small business owner that's actually being robbed from, he might actually want to prevent this, might actually do something to stop it. But no, it's very convenient if you can just pass on the, higher rates, higher prices they have to charge to cover for the crime. Just pass that on to your customers. Make everybody who's not stealing pay for the people who are stealing. That's corporate socialism. Now, that guy will get away scot-free. There's some people, you know, commenting saying, well, you know, they've got him on camera. This is the best possible outcome because there was no conflict. No one got hurt, and they have him on camera, and they'll catch him very shortly. And it's like, what makes you think they're going to go after him? What makes you think they care? What makes you think this person's going to be arrested at all? They've come out and said, places like Dallas, I'm sure San Francisco is the same. The DAs and the prosecutors and things have said, yeah, we're not going to prosecute petty theft. We really aren't. So why would they even arrest them? There's no point. So that guy's just going to get away scot-free. He's probably doing it again right now. Why not? Why wouldn't he? Endless criminality. And again, it's like you go to some places and every product above like $2 is behind a glass wall, right? You got to go ask the person for permission to unlock it. See, having things out available on the shelves, that's an aspect of liberty. That requires people to not just go in and rob it all. So it's going to be like, you know, they're just going to rob everything, and then CVS is going to have to, like, or Walgreens or whoever is going to have to put up a metal grating to stop people from stealing things, and then that's going to be called racist. Why are they only in the black neighborhoods that you put things behind grating? So then Walgreens insurance rates are going to go up, and so then they're going to decide it's just too risky to have, you know, stores in these certain neighborhoods, so we can't afford it. We can't afford the insurance rates because there's too much shoplifting going on, so we're not going to be able to be there. So then there's not going to be stores available in those neighborhoods. You know, this is why food deserts are created. And I didn't realize this until I heard I heard Actual Justice Warrior on YouTube, who's been a guest on this show before, him talking about the way that insurance rates work and that the reason that you have nothing but corner stores in, you know, low-income neighborhoods is because, you know, the nicer grocery stores can't afford the insurance because they get robbed constantly, so they can't be there. So then you create a food desert. Then you know, it's hard to find nutritious food for you. It's just a downward spiral. It's all just chaos. And it's all based off the immorality of people like that scumbag who's filling trash bags full of goods and leaving. And then it's people who act like that's not his fault. Oh, he had to. Oh, poor guy. Poor thief. Stealing things, making it worse for everybody. Being a vital aspect of this downward spiral, negative feedback loop that results in the complete destruction of all of the freedoms that you're now abusing and taking advantage of. Oh, poor guy. Aw, so sorry. Just amazing. You know, last week, it's almost like divine or supernatural, I guess I should say, how things ebb and flow. Last week, it was like we had like four or five examples of innocent people being, you know, murdered on the street just in broad daylight. There was a pregnant woman walking with her 3-year-old son who was stabbed in the back by some black guy in New York. There was a 14-year-old who was skateboarding through a park when she was grabbed by some black guy, tortured for 20 minutes until she died. There were like many, many of these cases all last week. At the same time last week, you had a bunch of people speaking up against critical race theory. Every day we had like at least 3 videos of people standing up against their school board and stuff. This week, not seeing a lot of that. I'm not seeing a lot of either one of these things. It's just very interesting how, you know, one week this one thing happens over and over and over, and then the next week you don't see it happening at all. But there is some rather disgusting crime going on this week, and I'll talk to you about it on the other side. The crime is disgusting. The lack of punishment is disgusting. And now the media coming after people who actually want criminals to be punished is disgusting. And we'll discuss it all on the other side. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
How you get so much favor on your side?
Except we'll go back to your phone calls momentarily, but let's talk about this.
That's your love, that neighbor, not the vibe. I'm a vibe.
Rising criminality.
His light shining brightest in the dark.
This is amazing. I'm reading this article from the Washington Post titled "The Bogus Backlash Against Progressive Prosecutors," essentially claiming that not even essentially, I can read quotes from you. There's little evidence that progressive policies such as ending cash bail or refusing to charge low-level offenses have anything to do with the spike in violence nationwide. Just a pure coincidence then, I guess. pure coincidence that this is happening. This is talking about a guy named Boudin. Mulholland says the violation came when Dion Lim, a reporter for local ABC affiliate KGO-TV, contacted him. Mulholland said she told him that according to multiple high-level sources, the office of San Francisco attorney Chesa Boudin had dropped the charges against the juvenile defendant. So basically this person, Mulholland, witnessed three assailants attack and attempt to carjack a 75-year-old woman in the parking lot of a San Francisco Safeway. Mulholland intervened, punching out the back window of the car to scare off the attackers, who then fled the scene. One of them, a 16-year-old girl, was later arrested. The others have yet to be identified. So then, of course, this was Dion Lim asked him about this because it was reported that the 16-year-old charges had been dropped. Now, apparently, the charges had not been dropped, although they don't actually say it. They say the charges against the assailant were never dropped. In California and most states, juvenile cases are generally sealed, so state law prevents the DA's office from discussing the case with the public. But in phone interviews, both the victim and Mulholland tell me they were informed by Boudin's office that Lim's story is inaccurate. The juvenile not only still faces charges, but that she had a court date last week. And so I guess, you know, it was wrong that this girl had not had her charges dropped yet, right, yet. It probably will be very shortly. But they're acting as if this never happens, as if this is evidence that all of the stories about all of the criminals all being released constantly. I mean, it's literally happening every single day across the entire country, but most especially in places like San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, where you have progressives in charge of the DA's office who are just not pressing charges. You have people caught red-handed, committing very violent crimes, and they're released the next day. The no-cash bail is a nationwide phenomenon that first started, I believe, in January 2020, with New York rolling it out, and within like a month, they were backtracking and saying, well, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Yeah, maybe not. And I've shown you that time after time again, these violent, random attacks that occur in the street where somebody's just walking down the street and somebody else just walks up and like stabs them in the neck for no apparent reason, and you later find out, oh, that person was out on bail for killing his mother, you know, and it's just the latest in a line of 20 different felonies he's been charged and convicted of during his lifetime. So it's just like, you know, you can find one story. They find one story here where it was inaccurately portrayed that the charges had been dropped already, and they act like this means that it never happens ever, and this is all just being it's all just right-wing agitators. In fact, they literally say Lim's resulting article went viral, especially after right-wing agitator Andy Ngo amplified it on Twitter. Right-wing agitator Andy Ngo. He's a reporter that reports on crime and reports on the fact that leftists are continually arrested in Portland, only be released, only to be arrested later that day because they're engaged in criminality. They go on to talk about this Boudin person. Boudin is a former public defender who was elected in 2019 as part of a surge of reformist prosecutors into DA offices in recent years. Almost all entirely funded, by the way, by George Soros. Almost every one of these has had millions of dollars pumped into their campaign by George Soros, which makes a major difference. Not a lot of money in DA campaigns, right? You raise $100,000 there, $100,000 there, and you're on top. Suddenly, George Soros comes in and just drops $5 million on your race, dominates the airwaves, dominates the activism. You hire, you know, whatever, 10,000 door knockers to go around and spread your message. Suddenly, you win. You succeed. And it's a drop in the bucket for the billions and billions of dollars that George Soros spends. So it's very easy for him to completely dominate and take over local DA races, put somebody in who is a literal terrorist. So Boudin is among the more radical of the crop. His parents were a part of the Weather Underground. His father is still in prison for a fatal armored truck robbery in 1981. And he comes from a long lineage of leftist activism. Boudin himself served as an interpreter in the presidential palace of former Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez. Let me read that again. The DA for San Francisco once worked as an interpreter in the presidential palace of former Venezuelan socialist dictator Hugo Chavez. This is who you've elected to prosecute criminals and who decides criminals don't need to be punished. His critics claim that crime has soared since he took office. It's like critics claim that crime has soared. No, critics are pointing at the evidence that crime has soared. Crime has certainly soared, and his critics are talking about it, but this is the way they phrase it in order to undermine the reality of the situation. And they blame Putin's policies such as abolishing cash bail, compassionate release during the COVID-19 pandemic, and his refusal to seek sentencing enhancements. So it's like they acknowledge that he has eliminated cash bail, he is not charging people to the full extent that he could be, and he's releasing prisoners from jail on the basis of COVID-19. They admit all of those things, and then they claim that it's a total lie to act like these things are influencing the massive rise in crime, which of course they are. Let's talk about how this affects some people personally. Black suspect accused of two-day-long shooting spree was targeting white males, according to police. Justin Tyron Roberts, a 39-year-old black man, was targeting white males in his two-day-long shooting spree that spanned two states, according to police. Detective Brandon Lockhart testified on Monday that Roberts told police that, quote, white men had picked on him and wronged him all his life. The five shootings took place during three separate assaults in Columbus, Georgia, and Phoenix City, Alabama. And, of course, this is not being reported on, not being talked about, despite the fact that it is a almost daily occurrence, this situation. Here's a story from Houston. Father calls out judge for giving daughter's rapist a light sentence. His 14-year-old daughter was violently raped by a 22-year-old. Prosecutors recommended 15 years in prison, but Polk County District Court Judge Travis Kitchens sentenced the rapist to 180 days in jail as part of a probation. In other words, no prison time. No prison time. Be careful what judges you elect, the victim's father told Fox 26. Oh, I don't know. The Washington Post claims that this backlash is bogus. Oh, you're bogus. You're falling for the right-wing conspiracy theory that this is happening. This guy's like, no, my daughter was raped and the rapist is not going to prison, even though he was caught and convicted. And it's the judge who's doing this on purpose. But no, they're going to tell you that this is all made up. This is all nonsense. Here's what he said. What is the judge telling our children when we try to teach our children to go to the police? Asked the victim's dad, who asked to conceal his identity to protect his daughter's privacy. Quote, let the police handle everything. Let the law do it. That's what their job is. And then this happens. You get a slap on the wrist. No victim is going to want to come forward and go through all the struggles and all the ordeal they have to go through just for the person to get out and walk free. Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And again, this wasn't statutory rape, right? This wasn't a willing participant that was just under the age of consent. No, this was a woman who was essentially kidnapped and forcibly raped, and then her, you know, had to go through the trauma of recounting this and going through a trial about this, finding the guy, testifying against him, getting him convicted, and then he's basically not punished. He's basically not punished. Her rapist will be free in a matter of months. I know I've went to the room and she's crying at night. She can't sleep. She's jumpy, jittery, emotional at times. She's strong, though. She's coming over at best as can be expected, I guess. But she still had something taken from her that shouldn't have been. And the guy's going to get off scot-free. Like, he'll be free in a month or two. He'll never go to prison. The rape will go unpunished. And this woman who's had probably her entire life in some way destroyed, right? She probably doesn't trust people anymore. She probably can't be alone, you know, outside or at night anymore. She probably has panic attacks, nightmares the rest of her life. Her life has been, you know, inconsolably destroyed in some aspect, and this guy's not going to suffer for it. And then the Washington Post goes and tells you that it's a good thing. Actually, this is a wonderful progressive movement. That should be supported, and arguing against it, you're just a right-wing agitator for attempting to do this. So this is happening across the board and across the world. And once again, we're faced with yet another aspect of civilization that we are losing. So, you know, we right now live in a country ostensibly that when a crime is committed, you turn it over to the authorities and that crime is rectified and justice is found. Well, not anymore. Not with these DAs, not with these judges. Now, the criminals have free rein, and if you want justice, you're going to have to get it for yourself. That's called the collapse of civilization, folks.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.